And now we are joined by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, who, as we just heard, questioned Acting Secretary McAleenan today. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
So in your opening statement, you said border facilities have clean water, air conditioning, and adequate supplies. The reports of poor conditions are overblown. That seems to go against two Inspector General reports from the Department of Homeland Security itself that found migrants, including children, did not have access to showers, clean clothes, hot meals. How do you square that?
I square it with what the secretary testified to today. We ask him, were these some of these statements made, like there weren't toothbrushes for kids, they were had to drink out of toilets, were any of those substantiated? He said, no, they weren't, which when you say they were unsubstantiated, another way of saying that is not one single person would say that that was the truth, that that actually
well,
happened.
Well, except for the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General.
The Inspector General didn't talk about that. I talked about the specific things about drinking out of toilets and toothbrushes, the two I brought up. And what I'm saying is the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security said they were unsubstantiated.
So in one category, you're putting drinking out of toilets, and that you're saying is unsubstantiated. In another category, the Inspector General says they didn't have access to showers, clean clothes, or hot meals. You're
General
saying that may be
Inspector
legitimate.
General, the Inspector General testified last week, and I asked her. I said, these agents on the border, they're overwhelmed. And she testified under oath, said last week, they're doing their level best in a crisis situation. The real concern here is that we've known it's been a crisis for a long time. The president called it a crisis a long time ago, asked for money to help deal with the crisis. And
at
get
a point
the supplies
when Republicans
to the kids.
Were in charge and, of the House.
And the Democrats said, no, it's faked.
But
it's
Republicans
contrived,
control the
it's
House
manufactured,
and Senate.
Then the real crisis gets actually even worse. And finally, the Democrats said, okay, it is a crisis. And oh, by the way, it's your fault, Mr. President. It's your fault, border control, Customs and Border Agents. It's your fault.
But why didn't Republicans who controlled the House and Senate do something about it at that moment years ago, or more than a year ago, I should say?
I'm talking this year when Secretary McAleenan gets the job in April. 2 weeks later, he says, I need $4.6 billion to deal with this crisis. And the Democrat says, no, it's fake. It's manufactured. We're not going to give it to you. It takes them 10 weeks to pass $4.6 billion. And then when they do, they say, we're not going to give you money for ICE beds so that we can move the adult male population into ICE beds away and do the things that need to be done there. They specifically prohibited that. That's what I'm talking about.
Suddenly it's
Secretary McAleenan's fault. When he, 2 weeks onto the job, asked for help and it took the Democrats 2.5 months to actually give him the help that everyone knows was needed.
There's now a bill that's been put forward by Democrats to require Border Patrol to provide 3 meals a day, basic hygiene products, access to showers, ensure migrants have medicine, among other measures. Do you support that bill?
Well, that's going on right now. Of course we support making sure these
families
get what they
need. You would
vote for that
bill.
But what we really need is to address the underlying problem. I would guess that the Secretary, no less than maybe 10 times today, said two things have to happen. Give us the money for the ICE beds. Don't prohibit us from using funds for that. And second, fix the Flores decision so we can keep families together until they get all the due process, until a decision is made by a judge on whether they are legitimate seeking asylum or refugee here in the United States or not. So,
but I just want to clarify,
that
you
needs
would
to
support
happen.
The bill that Democrats have
I gotta
put
look
forward.
At the okay. I want to look at the legislation. You know, I mean, I'm not going to just – I haven't studied the legislation, but once I look at it, I can give you an answer.
The Trump administration now says migrants who enter another country before reaching the U.S. have to apply for asylum there. Elsewhere in the program, I spoke with acting CBP Chief Mark Morgan, who said – he thinks this policy will be blocked in court, at least initially. Do you think it's a good policy? And if so, should it be passed through Congress?
I actually agree. It's funny. That's the same policy that President Obama wanted to do. He talked about that. Instead of making this long, hard journey to the southern border and coming all the way up to Texas, why don't you apply in the country? Even President Obama said that makes sense.
Do you think Congress should do that?
Heck yeah. Senator Graham has the bill that would be, in essence, codifying what President Obama stated makes just good common sense.
Jim Jordan is a ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. He's a Republican from the state of Ohio. Thank you for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you, Art.
And in another part of the program, we will hear from one of the Democrats on the committee.